I'm a migabon. Glare should not be mekabel tumah from the outside of the kli, just like a kli cheres. Halacha of a kli cheres is that the sherev touches the outside of the kli cheres is not mekabel tumah. A kli cheres is only mekabel tumah from inside. The sherev has to touch the inside of the kli, but if it touches the outside of the kli cheres, it's not mekabel tumah. So it should be the same halacha by glass. But the tamer migabon, the outside, alom etznan, kli cheres, an earthly kli, a kli naser, also type of an earthly kli, trashi min adam levona, some type of white ground. Is these things tumos and shova? Only these two kelim have the same halacha, that mitamin or mitamoyim meyavireyim, that have a chumra, that they're both mekabel tuma and if mitamah something else in the avir. That means if you have a kli cheres here, and you have a sheretz hanging in the ear of the kli cheres, it's not even touching the walls of the kli cheres. Halacha is the kli cheres becomes tummy. Akdekach, let's say you hang now an eichel inside the avir. The eichel is also mekabel tuma. If anything inside the avir of a kli cheres blinds like it touches one the other, so you have a sheretz hanging inside here, and you have an eichel hanging inside here, even though they're not touching one another, it has a lechel that they're touching one another. That's a chumrah of the aviram. Hey, mitamin or mitamoyim avireyim. Anything inside the avir of the kli cheres is like touching one another. Or mitamoyim yachareyim. And on the back side, underneath it, there's a hole on the bottom of it. Anytime you have a hole in the kli cheres, it's also mekabel tumah in the hole. Although the aim metamoy megabeim, stam the gab, the back, the outside of the kli, the smooth outside of the kli has no hole to it, is not mekabel tumah. Ushpirosim metayrosim. What's metayr of a kli cheres? Only if you break the kli cheres. So I call upon him, which kelim have these halachis? Only kli cheres for kli naser, to deep. Kli naser, kli cheres, who do tumos and shovim? Only these type of earthly keli have the same halachis, that what's mekayeh them, breaking them, and only from the aver inside, not from the outside. Aver midi achrin aloi, but mashme, any other keli, does not have these halachis. If that means glass does not have these halachis. That's our kasha, why not? If Rabbanan made the zayr of glass, because it looks like a kli cheres, they should have made the tumah of glass, just like the tumah of a kli cheres. That it should only be mekabel tumah from the inside, and or then it should only have a tire of breaking. And here the Brisa's claw, only kli cheres and kli naser have these dinim, and not kli zchuchis. So Rashi, mitamoyim or mitamim me'avireyim, nitlis tumah be'avirin. If you hang a sheretz inside the aver of the kli cheres, nitlim min aver, it becomes tumah from the aver. Chazav etol oichlin, the lady you hang an oichlin this kli, be'avirein is also mitamim es oichlin. The keli is mitamim the oichlin. V'yafa pishle nago, even though the oichlin didn't touch the kli. Tomei, the chsev kol asher b'toich yitma, gzeres akosiv, anything inside the kli, cheres is tomei. V'yafilu molech hadl, even though it's full of mustard seeds. Shein nageya b'tfarnasov, ela hasamach b'tfarnas. We have 1,000 mustard seeds inside it, so which seeds are touching the kli? Only the outside seeds are near the kli. But the middle ones are not touching the kli. And still the Torah says everything inside is tummy. How are the middle seeds tummy? Are they not touching the kli? The Torah says avir. Anything inside the avir of the kli cheres has a lecha as if it's touching the kli itself. If nichnas tumah l'teich achreim on the bottom, and there's a hole there, libachutz, the makam chakat, the base meshavim, can they have shreis from the kli yetz? And then like on the stem, you have a hole on the bottom of the stem. So since it's mekabel something, it's also mekabel tumah. Mashenke v'emetam megabel nechsid el teichai. On the outside of the kli cheres is not mekabel tumah, the Torah says el teichai, something inside. Yeshlem, that's right. So who that's Akasha now. If you say glass has a tumah makam of kli cheres, how come the Rabbanan did not make the din of glass the same din as the kli cheres?
Yes, the middle of Shiloh of a kli chuchis that the Rabbanan will go to tuma on the glass. The Rabbanan says mekabel tuma. Midi writes it's only a kli matches, a metal kli or a kli cheres, not glass. The Rabbanan will go to on kli chuchis. So one time was that a kli chuchis looks like a kli cheres because it's made from earth. Since it comes out of chul, out of sand, it looks like kli cheres. The Rabbanan gave a tumah to glass because it looks like a kli cheres. So the kasha was then it should have the same halacha like a kli cheres. Alomatnan, the kasha was, it says kli cheres to kli naser, only these two type of kelim. These are earthly keli. Rashi says naser means min adama levona, white type of adama. Is tumos and shova. Only these two have the same type halachas of tuma. What does that mean? Mitamoyim u'mitamim avirehim. The klicheres is a chiddush from the avir alone. It's makabel tuma, and no adin it gives off tuma. That means if a sheretz goes into the avir of a klicheres, even though it doesn't touch the kli becomes tummy. Once the kli is tummy, if an oichel goes inside the kli, even though it's not touching the kli, then oichel becomes tummy. In halacha avir, the klicheres is makabel tuma and gives off tuma. Vaytum mitamoyim achareyim. It could be makabel tuma from the back of it. The back means achareim. Rashi says the back that has the base kibbul to it, that there's a chakika there, a hole like on the bottom that can mekabel something. But just the back, the outside of the kli cheres, that's not mekabel tuma. How do you metayer a kli cheres that's tamei? You have to break it. If the kli cheres doesn't have its feel in the mikvah, if you break it, that's the way you metayer it. So the diak now, kli naser or kli cheres, who did tumos and shavah? Only these two type of kelim, they have the exact same halachas of tumah. That's both are like a kli cheres. Abu midi achrinaloi, but nothing else has the same halachas. But mashma, even a glass kli, a kli's chuches does not have these halachas. That means it's mekabel tumah even from the back of it. And lav dafka the shvira, mashma, you can't take it to the mikvah. Or mashma, you could take it to the mikvah. There's only a kli cheres that you have to break to mitayir it. So that's the kasha. If the reason of bono goes on glass is because it comes out of choil, it looks like a kli cheres, it should have the same halacha as a kli cheres. And for the Gemara, Amri kivo nechi nishtabru yesh lem takono. About glass, when glass breaks, you could fix it again. You could take it back to the blower and he melts it down again, the glass, and blows it up again. But since you could be masak in glass, is shavino kuklimachis. So Rabbanan gave the tumor of glass doima to klimachis. It's the chumah being chayzer for the time before. Not that glass is machmas a klicheris because it comes from chayl, but rather that since glass is a kayach that could be fixed up again if it breaks, you could fix up glass, it's more doima to klimachis. So Rabbanan will gaze the tumor on glass or to a klimachis. Rashi Eishlam Takono, Lahatichon, to like melt it down again, Velachs Velachsayson Kalim, you can make glass over again. So that's the same mile of metal. Metal you could melt down again and make it over again. So glass has a doima to metal, so that's where it has tumah. What type of a tumah? Luchur like a klicher, like metal, that you could put it into the mikvah, and then within it's makabel tumah even from the back of it. But the Mori Ella Mayato Ibazoi Yachsru Litumoson Yeshono Ke Kli Machis. If you say glass, the reason why it's Makabel Tumah Midrabbanan, because it looks like metal, it should have all dina metal. Now there's a Chumra Midrabbanan by metal like this. If you have a metal Kli, it's Makabel Tumah, it became Tumah. Now if you break the Kli, it becomes ice Kli, so the Tumah goes off. What about if you fix up the metal Kli, you make it back to a Kli again? What's the Lacha? Does the old Tumah come back again? Midrabbanan, the old tumah comes back. Because even though you had this kli, this metal kli was tummy, when you broke it, it became tor. Midrabbanan, it stays tor. If you make it back into a kli again, midrabbanan, it's still tor. The Rabbanan made a din that's called tumah yishona. When you make it back into a kli, the old tumah comes back again. Now the kasher is of glass has the same halacha like metal. By glass should be the same halacha. If you have a glass that's makabel tumah, then the glass broke. And then you fix back the glass kli, it should become tummy again. And the loch is not like that. So the more the tanan, we learned. Kli matzis, if you have a metal kli, pishuteim, even if it's a flat kli, a metal flat kli is makabel tumah. Or makableim, if you have a kli like a glass, that could be makabel, you could put something inside this kli, is tumayim. Both these ways, either whether it's poshet flat, or whether it's made to makabel something, it could be makabel tumah. Nishbru, if this kli matzis broke, is alocha tiru, it becomes tor midiraisa when it breaks its ice kli, or some say the svaru is ponim chadosh molakan, looks like a new kli now, it comes tor. Chaza v'yosim in kelim, after you broke this metal kli, you went and fixed up the metal kli, you put it back to pieces again, is alocha chosul tumasim yishana. The old tumma comes back again. That's a chumrah they made by a metal kli. That after you fix it, the old tumma comes back. Now what's the kasha? That the ilu gabi kli schuches mashenken by glass, tanan we learned in the Mishnah in Kelim, kli eight, if you have a keli made out of wood, or else a kli or, a kli made out of skin, or else a kli etzim made out of a bone, or kli schuches, or else a kli made out of glass, in alocha pshutayim. If the kli is down flat, a flat kli, that it can't be makabel, it's no good to put anything inside it, is to her. Has no din tumma. It's only by matzchis do we say pshutayim is makabel tumma. Think of the shalev, it's the rice of the rabbonin. But only by matzchis. For other kelim, if it's flat, if it has no base kibble, it's not makabel tumma. Or mekableya mashenkein mitamin. But a kli that could be mekabel, if you have a wooden kli or a glass kli, if it could mekabel something, now if a sheretz touches the kli becomes tummy. Nishbru, if one of these kelim broke, it's the kli eitz or the kli or the kli etzim broke, is tiru, it remains tor. If out you broke the kli, it's like ponim chadoshes molakan, a new kli, the tumma goes off it. Chazra v'yosim em kelim, what about now you made this wooden kli back into a good kli, or you took the glass, you made it back into a good glass, is dalocha mekablim mitumma mikan labo. From now on, if a sheretz touches it, from now on it'll be mekabel tumma again. It's mashma mikanu labo in. Only from now on, if something new touches it, it could be mekabel tumma. Avol mafreya loy, and even after you fixed the glass, but it, even though it was tumma before, but once you broke the glass, it became tor. Now when you fix the glass by itself, it's still tor. It doesn't become tummy unless something new touches it. And that's metamarit. So you see, it doesn't have a tummy yishona. Im amafreya loy. So where is the kasha? If we say the whole reason why the Rabbanan made a tumma on glass, because glass could be fixed, just like you could fix metal, case of a glass breaks, you could melt it down and blow it up again, just like metal could be melted down and blow up again. So the Rabbanan should have given all the dinei matchis onto glass, just like by an iron metal kli. If the kli breaks and then you fix it, the old tumma comes back again. It should have been the same halacha by kli suchis, by a glass kli, that even though it was mekabel tumma first, now when you break it, true, it's tor, but as soon as you fix up the glass kli again, the old tumma should come back again. How come we learn that? So Chutz Saraya, that glass is not tomei machmas the din of metal. So tomorrow, no, it's no kasha. Loi. Tumas kli suches the rabbonin. It's like a true. Midi rice the glass is not makabel tumma. It's just the rabbonin said glass should be makabel tumma. Why did the rabbonin make the gzeira on glass? True, because glass is like metal. Just like metal, if it breaks, you can melt it down and make a new kli out of it. Glass also, you can melt down the glass and blow it up again. So the Rabbanan made a tumas on glass or to metal. Now, the tumma yishona even on a real metal kli. That we say when the kli broke, the tumma goes off it. Now when you make it back again, the old tumma comes back. That's only the Rabbanan. That's only the Rabbanan de Kachumra. So once you broke that tumma de kli and it's not right to use, it's tor. And it stays tor, midiraisa. Even if you fix it up again, midiraisa, it's tor. It's only tumma if a sheretz touches it again. That we say that if you fix up the kli, it becomes tummy again, that's only the Rabbanan Mikalocha. So a cloud is like this. Bitumma di Yeraisa, on a metal kli, that's Mekabel Tumma di Yeraisa, is Achisu bo Rabbanan Tumma. The Rabbanan puts their Chumra of Tumma Yishona. On a metal kli, when the sheretz touched the metal kli Mitchilog, the metal kli is Mekabel Tumma di Yeraisa. Now we say when you break it, the Tumma goes off. But when you fix it up again, the Rabbanan put a tumma, the old tumma comes back again. Mashenkin, the tumma, the Rabbanan, put on a glass kli. Even though glass is tumma, because of exerit, it looks like metal, but it's only the Rabbanan that is tumma in the first place. It's when the sheretz touch the glass kli, it's only the kabel tumma, mitchilim, the Rabbanan. So on a Rabbanan, they could tumma, leachisol la Rabbanan tumma. The Rabbanan didn't put the second chumra of the tumma yishana onto a glass kli. So it's like a exerit, exerit. The Rabbanan only said glass metchilas makabel tumma. When you break the glass, it becomes tor. If you make the glass back into a kli again, so midiraisa, it's not, it doesn't get its old tumma. It's only midirabbanan. On the Rabbanan, the tumma to start off with, like glass, the Rabbanan didn't put back their old tumma. Only on a metal kli. That a metal kli metchila was tumma midiraisa. On a diraisa, the Rabbanan put a chumra that when you break it, it goes off. When you fix it back again, it comes back again. But only on the right side, not on the Rabbon. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Lutumosan Yishona. If nitmu, if it was metame the metal, the nikfu, and you made a hole in the metal kli, v'tiru, the kli became tor. The chos of the yosim and kelim, then later you melted it down and made a kli out of this metal, is the yasvu tumosan. It should come back tummy again. Lahatinan tfilo, to be toy nochamo tfilo. Hoyolok kli matchis nidu. It is part of the kasha, that even a kli chuchis should have this chumra. A glass kli, when you fix up the glass kli, it should be mekabel tumma. Tiaru Sadrashi di ain a kli. When you break these kalim, the kli becomes tor. A broken kli is not it's not called a kli. The tumas goes off. Chozul tumas nishona. By metal kli, the kama first time. Soon we'll see what the time. Why the Rabbanan made such a gzera? That even on the metal kli, it's good assurance touches makabel tumma. But later when you break the kli, the tumma goes off it. Why did the Rabbanan make the gzera that when you fix up this metal kli, the tumma comes back again? Later we'll explain why. Right, the Pshutayim Torim. On a glass kli or a wooden kli, if it's, the kli is poshut flat, Shashi, the iskish eitz, the oral a sack. Eitz and oral looks like a hookish to a sack, to a bag. The yeshva base kibble, just like a sack, a bag, has a base kibble, you can accomplish, put something inside a bag. Or kli etzim, huadin, a kli etzim, a bone kli, is iskash leitz, also mukish to eitz. Or the pashas midyan, kol bag of a kol klior. Is about the Eucharist by eights and oros exeris a kosiv, there was a hekish to a sack, and a sack is a big something to mekabel, so only if you could mekabel inside the kli is mekabel tumma. And a kli is chuchis, why the rabbonim only made tumma if you mekabel inside the kli, like a glass, but a flat piece of glass, is that mekabel tumma? Later we'll explain why. As the Bible is coming on now, that the reason why they made tumma on glass, because glass looks like metal, so just like metal, a flat piece of metal is makabel tumma, a flat piece of glass should also be makabel tumma. Later we'll explain why they made this chiluk. Right, the tumma yishona, sheyachzru lo me'acha shetiru mimenu, the rabbanan hi, klekamon dilchaso. Is that that we say, even a metal kli, even with tumma, now when you broke the kli, it became tor. Now when you fix up the kli again, not that the old tumma comes back again, that's only a chumma mid rabbanim. So the klal is, the tumma's kli matchis yiraisam, on a real metal kli, that was makabel tumma mitchilim yiraisam, is gozu tumma yishona. On this type of a tumma kli, the rabbanim made a gzera, that even after you break it, and then you fix it up again, still the old tumma comes back. Abu b'kli's chuchis mashenk in a glass kli. Di yikar tchilas tumas and leisal midrabbonim. It's only midrabbonim makabel tumma. Glass midrais is always tor, even if a sheretz touches it. It's not a makabel tumma. Midrabbonim is the klal legoz v'tumi yishana. The rabbonim didn't put their gzera on another gzera. So that's the teretz. The Bible blibe now that a glass kli is tomei machmas din metal. Therefore, it's not shver why you can makabel tumma on the back. Even if a sheriff touches the back of a glass, it's also makabel tumma. Even though if a sheriff touches the back of a kli cheres, it's not makabel tumma. Because glass is not the tumma out of doima to kli cheres, but glass is rather doima to matchis, tumma to netu. Also, not gemini rish, you can put it into the mikvah. If a glass becomes tumma, you're allowed to put it into the mikvah. Without the whole tumma is only auto matchis, netu, a metal kli has a tefillah of a mikvah. Only a kli cheres has no tefillah b'mikvah. As a sheres touches a kli cheres, you put him to the mikvah, you're not metayer it. The only way you metayer a kli cheres, an earthly kli, is only if you break it. So like this, the Rabbi's coming now, that glass, it could also be tefillah in the mikvah. We'll soon see how we hold halacha. Weiter, pshuteyim freti gemara, mi latame, now a shvedo. If you say glass is tamei mit rabbonim, because it looks like metal. Just like metal, you could fix up again. Glass, you could also fix up again. So why isn't a flat piece of glass also makabel tumma? Just like a metal. Tumor da pshute kli matchis diraisininu. Is that that a pshute kli matchis? That a flat piece of metal is makabel tumma? That's midiraisa. He's only eights. And or is hukash to sak. The Torah says a sak, that's a sack, that's a big, that's makabel tumma. Only pshite, it's a base kibble. That's what a sack is. So a kli eitz and a kli etzim is hookish to a sack. Mashenkin kli matkis, the Torah has its own pasha of tumma. Therefore, even a pshuta, a plain, a flat piece of metal, is also makabel tumma. So the kasher is, if glass is tomei oto metal, why isn't a flat piece of glass also makabel tumma? And for the Gemara, avdibu rabbonin hekeret. It's not true. The rabbonin made tumma on glass because it looks like metal, but the rabbonin didn't want to give it all dinei tumma like metal. Because then you'll make a mistake and think it's tumma midiraisa. The rabbonin want you to know that glass is only makabel tumma mid rabbonin. My nafkamina, ki hechad la lisra falayel tumma bekodeshim. That in the case if a glass is makabel tumma, sheretz, touches a glass, so midiraisa the glass is tor. It's only tumma mid rabbonin. What's going to be now if this glass touches truma? Hey, the glass is a rishon l'tumah. Now when the glass touches truma, l'chura should make the truma into a sheni l'tumah. If a truma becomes a sheni, it's turning straight, you have to burn it. But about it's only with the rabbanon weren't so strong with that there to say you have to be served. The rabbanon only made like litlis. Halacha is if the truma touches the kli now, you're not allowed to eat the truma. But in the chlam, you burn it, you're not allowed to burn it either. See, if the rabbanon would make glass mamish like metal, people will know this halacha. They'll make mistakes. They'll think glass is also midiraisa. So if truma touches the glass, that's tamei, you think you have to burn the truma. Therefore, the rabbanon made a hekka to say no. Glass is not mamish like metal. It's only midirabbanon. So they made a hekka that you should know a flat piece of glass, even if a sheretz touches, it's not makabel tumma. I metal is makabel tumma. That's because metal is midiraisa. But glass is only the rabbanon. So rabbanon made this hekker. People won't come to make mistakes. So Rashi, shutei milatami ke kli makris, just like a metal kli. To abshut the kli makris the iraisa. A flat piece of metal is makabel tumma midiraisa. V'chiv under the kavasaihu shavinu litumna. Since rabbanon what goes on glass. Because glass gets fixed up like metal gets fixed up, the lekalishnu yebok and mishana, the tumi yishana. You can't give terutzim now, like we said before, al tumi yishana, the old tumma. That's only the rabbonic ismoro. But here, that's the deraisa. A flat piece of metal is makabel tumma midiraisa. Who are then? A flat piece of glass should be makabel tumma midirabbonin. The teretz is, av the rabbonin akero, the tumma klis chuchis. The chilkubo mi tumma diraisa. The rabbanon made a chilik between the tumma diraisa. Leidia to teach us shehi midivrayim. It's only mekabel tumma midirabbanon. Lo yisarfu aleim truma the kodeshim. Therefore, if truma touches a tumnik a kli a zchuches a glass kli, you don't have to burn the truma, or you're not allowed to burn the truma. Lo yisarfu truma mishum tumma dirabbanon bar min zvov sveikis. It's only the vov sveikis after masakin and usha. Six vekas, there the Rabbanan said, even though it's only talking to the Rabbanan, that we have before a base of pras, or Eretz Amin, that we have the dirt, that Eretz Amin, that's talking to the Rabbanan. Those six tumas, the Rabbanan made the tumas so stark to say that if truma touches it, you have to burn the truma. But mashma, all over tumas, the Rabbanan, halacha is only little, it's only a suffix tuma. You don't have to burn it. That's what Sam said, this Lashon HaRashi is a shverm, because we have before faked. What about Atil Shadayim? Yodayim is also one of the Xeris Rabbanon. It's one of the Yudches Devarim. And the Mora said before that Tchilas. Rami Ilfis, Yodayim Tchilas Xeros L'Sreifa. When they made the Takana on Yodayim Ahen, the Tchilas Takana was for Sreifa. So even though Yodayim is only coming with the Rabbanon, with the rice, the hands are not Tomei. Some course it's a Skoni, it touches all your body, doesn't become Tomei with the rice. So your hands is only tummy with the rabbanon. Still, we say the hands touches truma. That was the ilfis gzerum that tchilas was l'sreifa. So how could Rashi say here that all tumas the rabbanon are not l'sreifa? Only the vav sveikis of usha. So Sasema says you have to say it's lavdaki in Rashi. Doesn't mean to say all of them. Just these vav sveikis of usha. That says clear that that's l'sreifa. But who was in yadayim is also l'sreifa. But einachnami other tumas the rabbanon didn't go so far. Other times Rabbanan will go to Tumah, the Rabbanan didn't say, if a Truma touches that Tumah, you have to burn the Truma. By all other Tumas, like here, by a Kli Zchuchas, a glass, even if a Sheretz touches a glass, it's only Mekabel Tumah with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan didn't go so far to say that if Truma touches the glass, you have to burn the Truma. It's only a Sotah Truma. It's only certain places the Rabbanan said that's like Tumah Vadi to burn it. The Vav Sveikis of Usham, and who are the Nechon by Yedayim also. But other tumas is not so chum, you don't have to burn the tumas. You don't have to burn the truma. Right.